Examining microfilm can be a tedious task, but Steve Hinrichsen doesn't see it that way. For him, it's like being on a quest.
I really enjoy the process of doing research. I like that a lot better than writing up the findings, you know, to tell you the truth.
The sound of this machine is from the Alaska State Library Archives and Museum in Juneau, which contains newspapers and trade magazines, but not the federal documents Hinrichsen is often looking for. Documents that help him create descriptions of the museum's exhibits and dig up colorful facts. One time he found the report card of a famous Alaska artist. For an historian, that's like hitting the jackpot.
I hope that none of my report cards from my early career have ended up in the National Archives. But I guess that's what they say when something's going on your permanent record.
Hinrichsen says it was fairly easy to get to the National Archives when a branch was located in Anchorage. But in 2014, despite public outcry, the U.S. Office of Management and Budget decided to move almost everything in Alaska to Seattle.
It was disappointing, but it was still manageable.
Now the National Archives could move again. The date hasn't been set yet, but the building in Seattle was deemed a high-value property by a federal committee that recommended selling it. This time, the collection could be sent to California and Missouri. And Hinrichsen thinks that's separating Alaskans even farther from their story.
Much of Alaska's history is not here anymore.
We're a pretty new state. We need those federal records.
Karen Gray is the state archivist. After the close of the Anchorage branch of the National Archives, 5,000 boxes of territorial court records were transferred to the state. But Gray says many noteworthy items, such as Bureau of Indian Affairs and Bureau of Land Management records, aren't here. She says that's a problem because some federal policies in the state are still being discussed.
Let's see. Correspondence relating to the establishment of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. That's still very important today.
So are documents that detail the creation of National Forest in Alaska and case files from the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Gray seems a little exhausted as she runs down the list.
I did make a frustrated shrug. You hope that when our historical records move, that somehow there's a different way to access them. And it seems so easy to say, oh, digitize it and put it online. But it's not that easy.
Gray says this latest announcement, the National Archives would be moving, caught her off guard. She found out just weeks before a final decision was made. And many elected officials are also wondering why the federal government decided to proceed with no public input. Senator Lisa Murkowski and Senator Dan Sullivan signed a bipartisan letter questioning why more stakeholders weren't in the loop. Richard Peterson wonders that, too. He's the president of Central Council Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, and he's concerned about what could be lost.
There are historical documents, things where the government has made significant promises that we want memorialized, that we, you know, when we need to hold them accountable, that we have access to.
Back at the museum, Steve Hinrichsen unlocks a door leading to a large, well-ventilated space where most of the museum's collection is kept. There's one particular spot Hinrichsen has been spending a lot of time.
This is just a really large cabinet that has these wide, flat drawers that have our collection of ceremonial robes.
Hinrichsen would like to know more about the weavers who created these robes, woven in the Chilkat and Raven's Tail tradition. He's helping curate a new exhibit to be displayed in the summer.
We're hoping that our show will inspire young people to take it up.
Some of the details, like photographs and names, were documented by the Indian Arts and Crafts Board, a federal program created in the 1930s. But Hinrichsen hasn't been able to make it to Seattle to do the research. If the National Archives move even farther away from Alaska, he says those types of trips will go from being infrequent to becoming nearly impossible. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.